With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock, with a unique and beautiful ice skating rink to enjoy this time of year. Go to GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
I'm not a married sweet heart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweet heart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So glad to be with you. Yes, Annie here back in studio after quite a break. Took a Thanksgiving time off with my family. And yesterday, extended that one day because we laid to rest my great aunt, who was 101 and a half years old. And I would say that's a life to be thankful for. I got to say, listening to the pastor's sermon at the funeral, it was very interesting to me to hear the life that this woman led, man. And I think she was born in 1920. She was born in the 20s, folks. There are people now being born in the 20s. My daughter's born in the 20s. That's just crazy. And thinking about 101 years lived, I just think that's something incredibly amazing to be thankful for. So thank you for offering me your patience while I took an extra day off. But I am glad to be back. And if you are not somebody who normally tunes into the webcam, I'm going to invite you to tune in right now. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Just type in Annie Fry on YouTube and you'll see our channel there and you'll see that we're live. Make sure you subscribe while we're there. We're also streaming live on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. But I've got something on today I'm very excited about. And I'm going to show you a little something right here. So if I do this, you see that? Look at that. You just have to tune in to see it because it's pretty stinking amazing. It is the holiday season, and I'm very glad to be here with you to celebrate it. And when I look, I think we all have these things. Brad, I don't know what this is for you. Maybe it's started to implement its way into your life as well. But we have a folder on a Google Drive system for every day, and that folder lives in a month folder. And every time I create the new month folder or the new month folder gets created and I click on it for the first time, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we need a December folder now.
Yeah, we've got a December folder now.
It's pretty, well, the point is that December is here.
It's crazy.
It's pretty crazy to know that time is moving this fast. And in the meantime, we've got all of these stories. I was watching Outnumbered. I always watch Outnumbered leading into the show. I think that it's a really good show. I don't know if it's for everybody, but it is for me, and I enjoy it. And just listening to story after story after story, I'm thinking, I want to report on all of these. I just replay Outnumbered for an hour. Can I do that? Probably not. Probably won't get away with that. Here's the other thing that I've been thinking about. Again, I always talk about being a civilian when I take an extended break over, you know, holiday season or the summer for a vacation. Can you guys believe that Joe Biden is the president? Like, I'm watching time move on, and I'm watching these stories, and every once in a while, they sprinkle in a little bit of President Biden speaking on an issue. And it's like, he's your guy? That's what we picked? All right. Let's see how he continues to do. It's a disaster. It's not just a disaster in policy, because I worry that if he were of the Barack Obama caliber of communicator and politician at this point in his life, we would be in a bigger heap of trouble. Because this is the thing. First of all, their policies suck. And you know that, and I know that. And if you're listening and you completely disagree with me on that, then I apologize for saying the word suck. But I think they suck. If they were able, they are the worst salesmen for their own policies. They are the worst marketers for their, I mean, we all live in a business or work in business. Even if you are somebody who, you know, stays at home, takes care of the kids or takes care of the home or whatever it is, maybe you're retired, you still know that in order to be effective at anything, you got to kind of sell it. You've got to market it to people. They are the worst at marketing their own product, at selling their own product. You know why? Because they trust that you are stupid enough to just trust them with all of the power, with all of the things, that you're just going to go, well, you know, they're the government, and they know what they're doing. They're the president. It's ridiculous. The things that Jen Psaki says on a regular basis make any person with two brain cells to rub together go, what? That's ridiculous. I mean, some of it is laughable. Some of it is infuriating, but it's all dumb. It's all stupid. And they need you to be dumb in order to go, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely it. Listen, as Jen Psaki explains to you, she's trying to sell this to you. Well, the truth is she's not trying to sell it to you. She just thinks that if you don't agree with her, then you're stupid. Joe Biden said in 2019 that Donald Trump was a racist for putting in a ban on travel from African countries. And then Joe Biden put in a ban on travel from African countries for COVID for the same reason. But it's different because Trump is Trump.
Thank you, Jen. Before Joe Biden was president, he said that COVID travel restrictions on foreign countries were hysterical xenophobia and fear-mongering. So what changed?
Well, I would say first, to put it in full context, Peter, what the president was critical of was the way that the former president put out, I believe, a xenophobic tweet and how he called what he called the coronavirus and who he directed it at. The president has not been critical of travel restrictions. We have put those in place ourselves. We put them in place ourselves in the spring. But no, he does not believe. He believes we should follow the advice of health and medical experts. That's exactly what he did in putting in place these restrictions over the weekend.
It's ridiculous to think that what Jen Psaki is trying to sell you that you're going to buy. Even if you agree, maybe it's your worldview that Donald Trump is a racist person. I don't think he is. And I've done a lot of airtime on why I think that's completely wrong. You can podcast the show. I don't know where it is. Probably somewhere pre-November 2020. If you listen to Jen Psaki explain things, really what she's saying is, but it's Donald Trump. I don't care what you... Joe Biden is not a racist, but it's Donald Trump. You know what Donald Trump is. Don't we all agree that Donald Trump is the scum of the earth, the worst person to walk the face of the planet? We all agree on that, right? No. Actually, we don't. And depending on who you ask and who you trust, it is important to understand that Donald Trump, what did he get, like 10 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016? It was a massive increase. I think it was, well, he got the most votes of any president ever, save current President Biden. Does that mean something? You know, we hear about 80 million votes all the time. For as much as we're all supposed to agree that Donald Trump is the scourge of everything that we've ever experienced in our entire lives, as much as we're supposed to understand that, Donald Trump increased his support from 2016, when people actually got to know him and see what he was capable of doing. The only reason why his support would go up, well, there's two reasons. Because his policies worked. Where were you at this time in 2019? Doing pretty well. It was when I was just completely ignorantly saying, what could possibly happen to make Donald Trump not win the election? Oh, a global pandemic. Didn't have that on my bingo card. The likes of Jen Psaki and the punditry that is littered about on mainstream media and on your social media feeds, on, you know, the new... Did you guys talk about Twitter yesterday? Jack Dorsey stepping down?
No, we didn't really talk about that too much.
St. Louis and Jack Dorsey handing over the reins to Twitter. I'll read to you some of the things that Jack Dorsey's new replacement has said and tweeted. Tweeted! Dude, scrub your Twitter before you take a big job. It's basic stuff. You're actually in charge of Twitter now. Like, why? You know why? Because they don't have to be careful. They don't have to be careful because the wolves aren't out to get them. The wolves are always out to get you. I was thinking about this on the way to work today. And the worst thing you can be, according to the loudest voices in the United States of America, the worst thing you can be is an outspoken conservative. It's not the worst thing you can be is conservative. The worst thing you can be is an outspoken conservative. And you know why there's a big difference? A huge difference there is because if you're not outspoken, then it makes it seem like, oh, can you believe that that person believes X, Y, and Z and that they're a conservative? Can you believe that they're willing to say that out loud? Like, that is so 1952. That's what they're saying because they don't want people to talk about it. The less people talk about it, the more often people, especially young people who are being ushered in to the real world and slapped in the face from the left and the right about the realities of money, earning, income, saving, potential retirement, Social Security, that joke. These people, these young people, don't know people who are outspoken conservatives, because if you're young and conservative, you're really not going to be comfortable speaking out in the open. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you are told that if you have those conservative ideals, God forbid, pun intended, that they're based on some sort of religious moral structure. You are so outdated if you have those beliefs. Well, that's only the case if people aren't speaking out on it. That's only the case if people don't know that you're conservative. I mean, like, I bet that you have had somebody in your life who discovered that you have conservative beliefs. You might not even consider yourself like a full-blown conservative. You might not be a Trump person. But it might be the case that you have, maybe you've had an opinion on vaccines. Maybe you've had an opinion on public education, the public education system and the direction it's going. Maybe you've had an opinion on supporting law enforcement. Maybe you've had an opinion on, generally speaking, our healthcare system and how the bigger and broader responsibility the government takes out of that chunk, the worse it's going to get for you. Because maybe you're a nurse and you don't care about politics at all. But, you know, you've seen it. You've been behind the front lines. You know how the system operates. Maybe one of those things fits into who you are. And maybe one time you suggested that you have a belief that's a little more conservative than it is liberal. And you got busted for it. You got blown up for it. And you're like, I am never doing that again. Well, guess what? The person who's nursing in the room next to you, the person who is teaching in the classroom next to you, the person who is, on the job site. Let's talk about union labor out there. How many of you in union labor? I know you're out there because you talk to me. You send me messages, especially when Donald Trump was, you know, starting up the furnaces or whatever it is at U.S. Steel in Granite City. You guys liked him because he put you back to work. But we're all afraid to talk about it. The worst thing you can be, according to the loudest voices in every room, is an outspoken conservative. But we're everywhere. People just like you, who are not necessarily steeped in politics, who don't really care about who Chuck Schumer is and who Mitch McConnell is, and you look at him and you're like, those are the people who are in charge. Oh, and then you pan over to the House of Representatives, and you're like, Nancy Pelosi, really? And you might see the likes of AOC and Lauren Boebert and go, really? I don't identify with any of these people. Some of you do. But a lot of you don't, because it's just noise to you. What you see is higher prices at the gas pump, higher prices at the grocery store. You see that you can't get the supplies that you need or the things that you normally purchase. And you see your taxes going up. What are you getting for it? You see that the government is now making major medical decisions for you and controlling your livelihood because of it. And you go, I just don't really feel very American in this version of what America is. The only way that we turn everything upside down is just by saying, yeah, I'm not really for that. It can be that simple. You don't have to have a podium. You don't have to have a soapbox. You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to convince anybody. That's the key, folks. It's not about changing everybody else's minds. It's just about speaking your own. And when we feel more comfortable doing that, more people who are intimidated and afraid to speak up will go, well, I didn't know there were so many of us. And then things will start changing. And they have to change in 2022. We don't have a choice. Eric Schmitz, the Missouri Attorney General, he continues to over and over and over again push out against these vaccine mandates, among other things that are coming out of the Biden administration. He's going to be on with us in just a minute. And I'm super excited to talk to him about his so far successful lawsuit against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate to healthcare workers. Why does he feel that he's the one who needs to shoulder this? Is it because he's the attorney general of a red state? Because if you're like me and you live in a blue state, you got no hope in this regard. How is what he's doing leading the country and pushing back legally and lawfully against these mandates making a change? Well, we're going to ask him that when we come back. And I'm also going to thank him personally from a blue stater. Just that there are people out here that are pushing back using the legal system to make a difference. Eric Schmidt, when we come back, don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
But I think people have had enough of the government locking people down. They've had enough of the government instituting mask mandates. They've had enough of the government instituting vaccine requirements. And so every time there's an overreach, we're going to push back. And I think today's evidence that we're going to win those fights because, thankfully, we live in a country where the law still matters and the Constitution still matters.
The Constitution still matters. Well, boy, is that refreshing to hear. Let's get straight to our guest, Eric Schmidt, who is the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. Welcome back to the show, Eric. Seems like you keep throwing them up and hitting them out of the park. And we are very glad to talk to you about this latest victory in your pursuit to push against these vaccine mandates.
Well, it was good. It was good to roll in with some Johnny Cash, too. I appreciate that. It was a big win. It was a big win yesterday. We were the first state to file. We led a 10-state coalition on the healthcare worker vaccine mandate, and we won. And it's a win for healthcare workers, and it's a win for liberty. It's a win for the Constitution. There is no, we've talked about this on your show before, there is no authority at all anywhere in the Constitution or any federal statute that gives the federal government the ability to require the vaccination of, in the private employer context, 100 million Americans, in the federal contractor context, 25% of the workforce, or here, millions and millions of healthcare workers that just a year ago we were lauding, rightfully so, as healthcare heroes, and now they're being threatened, to be on the unemployment line. So it's a big win, and there's three of these big cases moving, but that was the first in the country of its kind.
Yeah, I heard someone say the only thing that's going to save this country is these red states who have people like yourself who are pushing against this, living in a blue state, myself in Illinois. Illinois is often not mentioned when we talk about blue states. They always talk about the East Coast and the left coast and, how they have super regulatory, like they take it further than the Biden administration is taking it. How are you and these other red state attorney generals, these other red state representatives and officials going to bring this country back to some semblance of sanity?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to exercise what the founders knew was a very important power, which is our system of federalism, which is these states. If you think about it, the states came together, and this doesn't get taught in civics class, I don't feel like anymore, but if there is a civics class, but the states came together and agreed unanimously, here are the powers that we're going to give the federal government. We're a confederation of these states, right? We're a federal system where the states gave the federal government limited powers. And so when the federal government goes outside of what those limited powers are prescribed or enumerated in the Constitution, it is up to the states to say, wait a minute, this is not your domain. You do not have the authority to do it. And I'm proud that Missouri is literally in the front of the pack. I mean, states like Texas and others are doing their thing too. But Missouri, there's no other state that's been more active in what I call this liberty lane, this freedom lane of protecting people's individual rights. It's America's great legacy. Most people don't believe in that, even in the world today, certainly not in 1776. And you see it now. You see how easy it is for some of these countries to impose lockdowns and vaccine passports. And we have to fight back against all of that stuff because it is antithetical to who we are. So we're going to keep fighting back. I was in that clip. Whenever he steps across that line, we're pushing back. So when he broke the law on the Remain in Mexico policy, we filed a lawsuit, took that all the way to Supreme Court, and won. When they imposed these vaccine mandates, there's no authority for that. We filed a lawsuit, and we won. So I think people want those kinds of fighters right now. It's a very important charge in the office. It's also the first time, if you want a little like Missouri history, the first time, at least in modern history, where we have a Republican legislature and a Republican attorney general, where you have a Democrat administration in Washington, D.C. And so Missouri is playing a different role maybe than we had before. We had Democrat AGs for a generation before Josh Hawley and then myself. And so it drives the left nuts, by the way, that I'm unapologetic about it. It doesn't matter how many editorials the Post-Dispatch or the Kansas City Star write. It doesn't matter. People don't read it anyway. But we're fighting for our way of life, and I'm never going to apologize for that.
So let's talk. We're speaking with the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, with us right now. What is the current status? What do healthcare workers in the state of Missouri need to know right now about the vaccine mandate and how it applies to them?
So there is no, right now, it's been halted. In our preliminary reading of it, at least in the 10 states that filed suit, there's a bunch of other states that have filed in other states, and they're likely to have similar outcomes if it's not, you know, a nationwide injunction. But ultimately, I think this case makes its way to the Supreme Court pretty quickly. We anticipate DOJ to appeal. But the punchline is, right now, in Missouri, there is no federal mandate for healthcare workers to get the vaccine. It doesn't exist. And so for all that pressure they're trying to put on employers, and have been for a while, there's finally pushback to say it doesn't exist. There's no fines coming. It's something that I think if people talk to their employers and say, look, I've got an objection to this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to see our company go this direction. Those companies, those hospitals have no requirement now to do it. And here's why it's really important. In rural Missouri, these small hospitals and clinics and FQHCs and nursing homes are going to close. They were going to close. They were going to lose enough of their workforce, which are already short-staffed anyway, that they would be closing. You talk about not, it's already more difficult to get health care in rural America and in rural Missouri. They were going to close. And we cited all of that in our complaint. We cited all of that in our request for an injunction. The judge ruled and cited those, you know, that as evidence that this is really destructive. It's a destructive policy. Not only is it unconstitutional, it's not justified in any way.
So let me ask you this. When the Biden administration comes out with a mandate such as this, or the one, you know, any business, public or private, doesn't really matter, over 100 employees, you know, must require vaccinations or whatever the rule is. Just are they talking about the constitutionality of what they're employing, or are they just throwing everything? It seems like they're throwing it at the wall to see what sticks. And if people like yourself, Eric Schmidt, don't step in the way of that, they're getting away with it. They certainly are in the blue states around the country.
That's exactly right. No, that's what they're doing. They know. It's like when Joe Biden was talking about the, you know, the CDC having a rent moratorium. Like, they knew that was there was no ability to do that. They lost the Supreme Court, and and this one in particular, it's particularly egregious because I think they announced it, right, and then waited 2 months for the emergency order, all in an attempt to try to pressure businesses and hospitals to do it before they ever issued the emergency order. And by the way, that's in the judge's ruling yesterday, which is, this isn't an emergency. If you're waiting 2 months and there's a 2 month lag, that doesn't. And so it's all phony. It's all about moving the goalposts. It's all about power. It's all about control. They don't want to let it go. There's always going to be a variant. COVID is with us, and you already see what's happening in that right now with this winter surge that even Sam Page and St. Louis County was talking about. They're using this as a pretext to be able to stand at that podium every Monday morning and tell people how to live their lives. And I got news for them. I'm not going away. I'm going to keep fighting back. We're going to keep winning. But more importantly, the people of the state, the people of this country have had enough of this. They're tired of it. They want their country back. And they're tired of these COVID tyrants trying to dictate to them what they're supposed to do with their lives every day.
You brought up Sam Page in St. Louis County, and it just makes me think that, you know, I look at individuals like himself or like J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, or what we're seeing with the governor, the new governor in the state of New York, saying, yeah, you're not going to do elective medical procedures anymore. I mean, I've never seen more Democrats want to put themselves between you and your doctor than we are seeing right now, which is just incredibly ironic, I might add.
Well, is there... the veil is... If there's anything that COVID has brought to us and the American people, and Virginia, by the way, was a good temperature check of how people really feel about this stuff, The veil has come down. They're totally exposed now for what the ideology of the left is really about. It is about creating discord. It is about dividing. And it is about creating fear. And then the government can be your savior. You know, the government can't love you. We know that families are important. Communities are important. Rule of law is important. But what they want people to believe is that government can fix every problem for them. And it's failed over and over and over and over again. The pandemic and their response has been, you know, more evidence of that. Lockdowns don't work. These mask mandates are a joke. They don't work. But they keep saying it. And they keep hiding behind, you know, health and safety because, you know, a certain segment segment of the population will go along with that. But I think enough people now are waking up and say, we're not doing this. This is America, and we're not going to listen to this stuff anymore.
Yeah, it's about growing government and retaining power. It really is, because it's not about science. If it were about science, that's all they'd be talking about, but they don't. It's maddening. Well, thank you. Personally, from me and from the Annie Fry Show audience as well, for continuing to push back. I like hearing you say that you're going to continue to keep your foot pedal to the metal right now, because somebody needs to do it. And the attorneys general across the country who are pushing back on this are going to be the lifeblood of freedom moving into 2022. And we have high hopes for that year as well. Eric Schmidt, thank you so much. It's great to have you here again.
Thanks, Annie. Take care.
Yep, you as well. We'll talk to you soon. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on with us at Eric_Schmidt on Twitter, SchmidtForSenate.com. If you want to learn more about him, seriously, am personally and professionally very grateful for people like him. We've had Paxton on. Isn't that the Attorney General from Texas? We've had him on before talking about the same thing. Eric has said before that he and Paxton go back and forth as to like who's going to freed him harder or something like that. And I'm like, you just keep having that fight. We all benefit when you try to one-up each other on the restoring and instilling, once again, freedom and liberty in the United States of America, if not just specifically Missouri and Texas. It gives us all a potential place to go if we need to flee the burdens of the blue state. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's Tuesday. Do you know what today is? It's Giving Tuesday. If you haven't spent all of your money, and I know that you haven't, do you have a dollar to give? I am going to tell you where I encourage you to support when we come back with Vitae Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about Vitae, which is a partner of this show, one of my favorite people to partner with. Vitae Foundation, for your Giving Tuesday donation, if you would consider it, in a minute. Don't go away. God's gonna cut them down.
You can run the Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just reading some somewhat inappropriate jokes on our live stream. Kind of funny, kind of inappropriate. You can join us at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe when you go there and watch us live. You can chat along with us as well as on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Brad, did you work off Thursday and Friday, right?
Thursday and Friday I was off.
Did you do you do Black Friday shopping?
I don't. I don't like crowds and like.
But you don't. Most Black Friday shopping isn't. It's in your pajamas next to the fire online.
I thought that was Cyber Monday shopping.
Oh no! I hate to tell you this 2 days after the fact, but like you can basically buy anything that's Black Friday sale online.
Online. Okay.
So I have my answer there. Yeah, I haven't done the crowd thing. I don't know if I've ever gone. The truth is that I have gone to shop like in the middle of the night after Thanksgiving into the morning on Black Friday. But that was the one time I can remember doing that. We were at my grandma's house. We played Pinochle until like 2 in the morning on Thanksgiving night. And then we went home and we realized halfway home we were out of diapers. So my husband went into Walmart at like 2:30 in the morning to buy diapers.
Did he have to elbow anybody?
On
to
Black
get some
Friday. Those are my size 5 diapers. Get away from me. No, actually, he was like, there was nobody there. Yeah. And I mean, this is when Black Friday started at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, which is the dumbest thing ever. So Black Friday was obviously Friday. And online, which maybe wasn't obvious to everybody. People didn't know that. Cyber Monday, as you pointed out, was yesterday. So that is when the online sales really happened. I think COVID really flipped that over. But do you know that today is Giving Tuesday? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Mostly because Twitter's been telling me all the places I can donate my money on Giving Tuesday.
There's a lot of money being spent on telling you to donate your money.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think I like Giving Tuesday better than the idea of a Cyber Monday or Black Friday. I like the idea of people giving to organizations that need donations, that need your support. That to me is easier to do than to just go out and buy like a big screen TV for a discount because it's on sale.
Yeah. Well, it is Giving Tuesday today. And if you're not aware of that, or if you think that it's a gimmick or, you know, it's something that's overhyped and blah, 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 I'm going to tell you that whether it's a gimmick or not, there are places that you can connect with that we have connected with here, sponsors of our show, Vitae Foundation, that I want you to give to every Tuesday or one Tuesday a month because they're saving lives. And while we are looking down the path right now at a Supreme Court conversation, a hearing that's taking place, I guess, this week on abortion issues, this whole time, the Vitae Foundation is working hard on taking the most important thing that the Vitae Foundation does is they take a pro-woman approach. They don't forget the woman in the fight to save the life of the baby. In fact, they wrap their arms around that woman. And that's why we bring on Nick Johnson today to talk to us about it with Vitae Foundation. Nick is my friend, and we have partnered and worked together on many events, and he's the market director at Vitae Foundation. Nick, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Great to have you here, as always.
Hi, Annie. Happy Thanksgiving. Great to be here.
So tell me, you know, we have together welcomed Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz in the last few months to the St. Louis area. I was so honored to be able to MC those events for Vitae Foundation, and I see the mission that you guys have in front of you is so compelling. But there are a lot of people listening right now who may not have heard of Vitae Foundation, and they don't understand the unique approach that Vitae Foundation takes to helping women choose life. Tell me what Vitae Foundation does and how people can support you.
Sure, and it was absolutely wonderful to get together and in person gathering with people in St. Louis and St. Charles this fall, this end of the year. But for those listeners who are maybe newer to the Annie Fry Show or newer to the Vitae Foundation, so what do we do? Where are we? We are a research and education organization within the pro-life movement. And really, I see us as the engine or the driver for all the good things in the pro-life movement of really coming up and crafting, based on research, that messaging and those ways to actually identify women, especially in that time of need. So finding women who are pregnant and don't necessarily want to be pregnant, and knowing that then in those times of need, that they are going to their phone, they're going to Google, and they're searching for what options they think they might have. And a lot of times they don't know what help is really available. And that's where the Vitae Foundation steps in during that now moment to make sure that they are actually connected with real help and real resources from pregnancy help centers, and to keep them out of the doors of places like Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities that might be close by. So really making sure they're provided with those life-saving resources.
Yeah, you know, it is so important to understand, Nick, what you're doing, what the Vitae Foundation is doing is so modern and smart. It is a really effective way of reaching these women in their time of distress, in their time of need. They discover that they're pregnant. They think that they're pregnant. They Google for a women's medical facility, which is often going to be Planned Parenthood. Being from the state of Illinois, right across the river, we have like a mecca Planned Parenthood right over there, where it's a brand new, very large facility that people come from all over the Midwest to go to this Planned Parenthood to have their abortions. A lot of these women don't know what's occurring in their body. There's a whole industry of political fighters who are working hard to keep the truth, the science, away from these women. And what you do, you don't work with any particular women's shelter or women's facility, I should say. You support all of them. So if there are people listening who love Mosaic, or they love Thrive, or they have our own particular women's facility that they love, you work to support all of these individual places by getting yourself, getting those people in a position to see ads for those locations if they are Googling what to do next.
Right. The beauty of what we do as a nonprofit is give away everything that we know and to try to get it into the hands and minds of as many other pro-life peers across the nation and really even across the world to make sure that they have those tools and resources and those strategies, especially in this digital marketing world. You've already been talking with Brad about all the deals online, whether it's Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but to know that there's also this whole entire world of nonprofits that need help during this Giving Tuesday and to really launch and kick off this end of year giving campaigns for a lot of these nonprofits who need help, like the Vitae Foundation, where your money and your dollars can be put to these life-saving resources right away. And really, if I can, I talk about how the Vitae Foundation really put its own shape and mark on Giving Tuesday this year a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that. Go ahead.
So really, not just a one day of giving, but really the Vitae Foundation for this year, we wanted to put the giving in Thanksgiving. And so it might be a few extra words or longer than usual, but that was the campaign. And so we wanted to help people know how to give back, whether that means random acts of kindness or volunteering or making donations to the Vitae Foundation, knowing that all giving is good. And so we even produced a calendar of all these ideas. So whether it's giving somebody a gift card or helping a neighbor, or now that our lawns are all covered in these orange and brown leaves, helping rake and remove those from our green grass while it's back to 60 and 70 degrees this week. Ways to volunteer and help at pregnancy help centers or other charities. And so it was really more than just a one day, but to know that this is also a kickoff for that end of year giving campaign, and that the Vitae Foundation has a goal of raising $75,000 through this campaign. And to know that that first $50,000 is also matched by one of our generous donors. And so that's one of the things to look for, is to see who else is supporting or getting lots of support, to know that then your money can be doubled or even tripled in some instances by the rest of the community who's getting behind and rallying their support, especially during this time of year.
We're speaking with Nick Johnson, the marketing director for Vitae Foundation. The website is adsforlife.org. And Nick, I have about a minute left here, but you know, you're talking about $70,000, $50,000. Those are awesome goals. How much help does $25 from a listener right now go? How far does that go?
Right. And even, you know, while you're listening or while you're watching online, think about every time you click on something or every time you see a sponsored ad when you go to Google, every click, every appearance for that ad, $25 makes that ad help happen, makes that woman find that ad at that time of need. And that is so important. And that's what donors can do through the Vitae Foundation.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. And I hope that the Annie Fry Show audience shows up to give back to the Vitae Foundation to help you in your efforts to save these lives and reach these women. Thank you so much, Nick, for being with us today.
Thanks, Annie.
We'll talk to you soon. That's Nick Johnson with Vitae Foundation. So let me say this very clearly. Adsforlife.org. Adsforlife.org. We're streaming it, the website right now on, or the, yeah, on the bottom of the live stream. So if you're watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, you can see that there. Seriously, I mean, you do not need to make a big donation to make a difference and to potentially, I mean, seriously, one click could direct a woman to a medical facility that's going to say, here's a picture of what's going on right now in your belly. Yep, that's a baby. Sometimes that's all it takes. It just matters which address they go to first. Be a part of sending them to the right location by donating to adsforlife.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in the next hour, Jim Carafano, Stephen Moore, and we have Scott Pressler in the 2 o'clock hour, one of the most active grassroots activists out there. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.